And I guess, Melissa, also, you know, we're starting to see research on oral proteasome inhibitors. At the ASH meeting in December, we saw some exciting data on an agent that kind of seems similar chemically to bortezomib, but given orally, seemingly very little neuropathy and, you know, very good response rates. Any thoughts about where that's heading, Melissa?
Yeah, no, that's actually very impressive data. The agent is called MLN-9708, and it's a proteasome inhibitor. It's given orally, and actually it has been tested, given it twice a week and once a week. Once a week seems to be actually very effective in combination with lenalidomide and dexamethasone. And there's studies published already in the relapse setting, and then in the newly diagnosed setting, it was presented in ASH, and a response rate, overall response rate, 100%, and also very high number of very good partial response or complete remissions, and obviously a very easy to give regimen because it's an all-oral regimen. So it's a drug that is still in research, but I expect that that will be yet another drug that we'll have available in the near future.
So I don't know whether the 33-year-old patient that was referred to in the text message has received carfilzomib, but, you know, just kind of looking at the outside, I'm thinking if I'm that patient, I certainly don't want to die without somehow getting it. And the other agent that's out there that, you know, kind of seems to maybe fit into that category, Beth, and again, you know, I'm thinking about this morning and these agents in breast cancer coming out that, you know, look like they're really going to help people, and you have a patient who's, you know, really not doing well, and how do you get a drug like that to them, a trial? What about pomalidomide?
Well, pomalidomide is a third generation. We have the lenalidomide, thalidomide, and pomalidomide is, again, the third generation, and it's an oral drug, and we think the 4 milligram dose in combination with dexamethasone will be very effective, and it's very well tolerated with side effects of mostly myelosuppression. So again, just like the lenalidomide causing myelosuppression, increased risk of blood clots or venous thromboembolic events, that's where we as nurses are going to be really stepping in and making sure that these risk factors are addressed.
You know, the thing, Raphael, that catches my attention about particularly these two drugs, is you see responses, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you see people actually responding who have progressed on the same kind of drug. So somebody might have gotten lenalidomide and they're actually getting worse than lenalidomide. You put them on pomalidomide. Some of these people, in spite of the fact that it's chemically similar, will respond. Same thing with bortezomib. People clearly are getting worse. You put them on carfilzomib. Again, I'm thinking about this 33-year-old patient, and they get better. Do you agree with that?
That's absolutely the case. And the response is there even for patients who are truly refractory to previous agents. I can remember several patients, but one of them that had a 2-year duration of response with excellent disease control, having been exposed to every single agent before, a very young patient I had in her 30s, who actually did very well for 2 years, resuming normal life and actually having responsive disease now to the next line of therapy. So indeed, they're far from being just me-too drugs. There are drugs that are active and that fill a niche in our toolbox.